This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, believe it or not, people are reluctant to tell total strangers about any potentially controversial subject or activity. In particular, Rutgers University researchers say gun ownership is something many Americans decline to reveal if people they don't know come walk up to them and ask them a bunch of questions about it. That's especially true of women and minorities, newly among the ranks of the gun owners amidst the chaos of recent years. Academics are unhappy that privacy-minded respondents impair their understanding of the world we live in, but this evasion is inevitable. It's an inevitable consequence of decades of fiery debate and punitive gun policies. So, according to Allison Bond, a doctoral student with Rutgers University New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center and lead author of Predicting Potential Underreporting of Firearm Ownership in a Nationally Representative Sample, published last month in Social Psychiatry and Psychiatric Epidemiology, which is quite the title. She says, some individuals are falsely denying firearm ownership, resulting in research not accurately capturing the experiences of all firearm owners in the U.S. More concerningly, these individuals are not being reached with secure firearm storage messaging and firearm safety resources, which may result in them storing their firearms in an unsecure manner, which in turn increases the risk for firearm injury and death. Now, Bond frames the problem of dishonesty among survey respondents as posing a danger to these people that are being surveyed since they don't receive proper firearm safety information, which is, you know, that's a bunch of junk to begin with. But her deeper concern is with the validity of research into firearms culture and policy in a country where experts don't have anywhere near as good a handle on the prevalence of gun ownership as they had believed. Everybody's heard the funny story about, unfortunate canoe accident where all the guns got lost in the river, right, you know. And for a lot of people, they look at this and they say, I'm just not going to do this. I'm just not going to, give out this information. The authors claim the implications of false denials of firearms ownership are substantial. First, such practices would result in an underestimation of firearms ownership rates and diminish our capacity to test the association between firearm access and various firearm violence related outcomes. Furthermore, such practices would skew our understanding of the demographics of firearm ownership, such that we would overemphasize the characteristics of those more apt to disclose. Third, the mere existence of a large group of individuals who falsely deny firearm ownership highlights that intervention aimed at promoting firearm safety may fail to reach communities in need. It should be emphasized that the authors of this report didn't conclusively identify anybody who denied gun ownership as a gun owner. Instead, it dealt in probabilities with researchers building profiles of confirmed gun owners. They then applied the profiles across their sample of 3,500 respondents to estimate who was likely fibbing about not owning guns. And the results depend on the probability threshold applied, but they came up with 1,206 confirmed owners, between 1,243 and 2,059 non-owners, and between 220 and 1,036 potential but secretive owners lying about their status. It may be that a percentage of firearm owners are concerned that their information will be leaked and the government will take their firearms, or that researchers who are from universities that are typically seen as liberal, which is not actually, you know, they're not liberal, they're leftist, and anti-firearm access will paint firearm owners in a bad light. They also speculated that many respondents falsely denied owning guns may come from communities that are traditionally unfriendly to gun ownership. Now, that's an interesting possibility if you consider that nearly half of all those designated as potential gun owners are unmarried urban women of color. And as the study points out, many new gun owners are women and minorities, which welcome to my world, ladies. An estimated 2.9% of U.S. adults, 7.5 million, became new gun owners from 1 January 2019 to 26 April 2021. Most, 5.4 million, had lived in homes without guns. Approximately half of all new gun owners were female, 50% in 2019, 47% in 2020 to 2021. 20% were black, 21% in 2019 and in 2020. And 20% were Hispanic, 20% in 2019 and 19% in 2020, 2021. So this means that everybody, gun owners are everybody now. And with it becoming increasingly common beyond the traditional ranks of the old white guys, as they try to make it out to be, there are big implications for politics and policy, because a gun owner who just spent money on a gun will certainly resist proposals to strip them of a self-defense tool that they acquired out of necessity. They felt the need was there. So they're also likely to resent restrictive policies that urban left-of-center politicians promote to torment gun owners, once assumed to be safe targets, but which apply to anybody who owns firearms, no matter where they live and vote. That, as that demographic changes, so too will their ability to do certain things. Basically, the gun ownership landscape is growing and changing, but new gun owners are even more reticent than established ones when they reveal their existence to researchers and government officials. And after decades of debate and arbitrary crackdowns and draconian enforcement tactics and actions, who can blame them? Until recently, many gun opponents tried to paint firearm ownership as a fading fetish among a disappearing class of Americans. That's over with now. Firearms are owned by roughly 1 in 5 U.S. adults and can be found in approximately 1 in 3 U.S. households, according to the authors of a 2015 analysis of results. And they estimated in 2015 to be 265 million firearms in private American hands, which is so low. That's such a low number. Such a low number. Gallup reported in 2020 that 32% of U.S. adults say they personally own a gun, while a larger percentage report living in a gun household. Switzerland's well-respected small arms survey put the number of guns in private American hands at 393 million in 2018. And then again, I say that's low. That's low. So academic researchers and policymakers who draw from this work clearly regret this opacity, but they should cast the blame not on the gun owners, but on the activists and politicians who vilified the exercise of self-defense rights and they're driving growing numbers of Americans to evade scrutiny, because they understand what that means. Why would somebody want to know about your personal business? Why? Well, maybe it's to identify you and maybe come after you, right? When you sit out there and I say to myself, you know, a lot of America seems to be completely disengaged from everything. When you look at these new gun owners, they are quick learners. Very quick learners. When we get back, I'm trying to evolve in my learning. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, for those of you who may follow me on the daily morning show that I do at WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, I have been on a diet. One of my sponsors is something called New Life Weight Loss. And I have lost inches, and I have lost weight. My life is better, right? But along with that, some other things have changed. And now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to figure out, and I was talking to Super Dave about it in the earlier hour about this, because I'm having to deal with a new reality. And the new reality is that as I continue to change and the contour of my body starts to come back to something resembling a healthy person, I'm going to be able to carry the gun a different way if I want to. Now, if I had my druthers, I would carry a Pendix. Andy Hassick, who gave me a beautiful pistol, and it's sitting here right in front of me. It's my keep it close gun, my CZP-07 that he was his carry gun for years. He also gave me a Tier 1 concealed appendix carry holster to go with it, and it's one of those with the wing on the front of it. That's my goal. That now is, it sits over there on my table, on my production table all the time, just to remind me that that's the goal I've got. When I get done doing this and I go pedal, I'll be saying to myself, this is the goal. But along the way as I'm going, as I'm trying to figure out what is going to be the ideal way to carry, there's other things that come into play with this. Like, I have been carrying on strong side forever. And especially since I've been on radio, since I've been doing this, it's all been strong side. And as I begin to evolve and things begin to change in the way I'm shaped and everything, I'm going to change the way I carry, or I may just stay the way I am. But I mean, there's two things I'm looking at. I'm looking at appendix later. I'm looking at small of the back right now, and everybody's groaning right now. Well, Bill, if you fall on your tailbone when small of the back, that's going to hurt a lot. Well, if I fall on my hip on strong side, that's going to hurt a lot too. The fact of the matter is, it's going to hurt a lot no matter how I fall. It doesn't even matter if I land on my gun. Now, if I'm aware of things, I should have gun in hand. Right? I should have gun in hand if I'm aware of what's going on around me. But that's an if for another day. Now, along with these new ways of carrying the gun, I'm going to have to train that way. And I haven't always been good about that. I'm trying to be better about that simply because of, I don't know, I'm trying to get a little more realistic in my training now. So I've been training from concealment. And that's a good exercise to have, because you don't have to be really fast. You don't have to be a quick draw person. You don't. You do have to be smooth, and it helps if you're safe, and it helps if you're consistent. But if I change the way I carry, one, I'm going to have to find another holster. Now, the small of the back for me, I have scoliosis, or I had scoliosis when I was a kid. I may still have it for all I know. It went untreated, so I have this big sway in my back. And I can conceal some hardware back there. I could conceal my lunch and a gun and maybe an umbrella. I mean, I've just got a sway. I've got a sway. So knowing that, now I have to think to myself, okay, what's going to be the best holster to go with that? Because I want one that's going to work. And I'm going to be on the lookout for that. I'm going to call Gene DeSantis and ask him what he may have in there. But most of the small of the back holsters that are angled, and I would want one that is angled. Most of the small of the back holsters that are angled are outside the waistband. I want inside the waistband. I don't know what it is about that way of carry. I just prefer it. I don't need to be demonstrative when I'm carrying the gun and everything else. But I mean, I don't know that it's actually a real issue or a new issue or something. It's just this, something that has come along that I have begun to consider as I've lost weight. Now, I have lost 8 inches in my middle, which is great, but I'm still big. But that just tells you how big I was prior to losing all this weight. And I can actually, with certain guns and certain belts, I can hide a gun in appendix. So I'm getting close. The reason I want to carry appendix is it appears to me to be the most direct, fast draw there is. When I see some of the guys that actually know how to run it that way, it just seems quick. But then I see somebody like, I talked to Todd Jarrett, and he's like, that's it. I just tell you, that's a stupid way to carry a gun. So I don't know. I'll probably have another discussion with him. That's an old pro, Todd is. Todd is one of those guys that will, he's only too happy to tell you what is and is not. As a matter of fact, that's probably who I should talk to. I should probably get Todd on the show and talk about concealed carry with staccatos, because that's what I carry. You know, most of the time I'm carrying a staccato. And that's primarily because I have figured out that the single action trigger is the best one for me. To the degree that even with my CZP07, it came with, those guns come with either a hammer drop or a safety. So I switched mine to being a safety. So now when I carry it, it is also cocked and locked, and I have a single action pistol that way as well. So, it's maybe a little bit lighter and everything else. But altogether, most of the guns that I'm carrying on a regular basis are single action pistols with safeties. So, I just thought I would share that with you. And I wonder how many of you out there, first of all, any of you that have any ideas, I wish you would email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Also, any of you that have gone through this and everything, I don't have to do anything. I could just keep on carrying guns where I've carried guns forever. I can hide just about anything I need to hide. I have walked around at various times prior to losing weight to where I could hide the Staccato XL, which is a little bit like hiding a box of Wheaties. But now I don't need to do that, and now I'm not trying to do that either. It was silly then, it's silly now. But it's an interesting world I live in, and it gets more and more interesting with each and every passing day. And the best part about this is now I'm also not, in addition to being able to carry a gun a different way, I'm going to be able to train with a gun the way I need to train, which is moving and shooting. Moving and shooting is everything. So, just sharing my thoughts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. The discovery of a cocaine-filled baggie in the west wing of the White House is bringing up security concerns.
This was cocaine in a bag. Next time, you're going to have another substance.
Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee. The San Antonio Democrat plans to demand answers about what changes are being made. The baggie was found in a cubby near the executive entrance. That's the same floor as a situation room and a dining area. Intense heat is pushing the mercury dangerously high from the southwest to the southeast. Heat-related warnings and advisories are in effect for southern Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of Texas. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 187 points to 33,734. S&P 500 shed 12 points to 43,98. NASDAQ fell 18 points, 13,660. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Shooting Monday night in Philadelphia was already weird. And the suspect was interesting. The most normal thing was the local Philadelphia authorities, including the DA, trying to leverage this for more gun control. Now it seems, unwittingly, that the shooter may have also been trying to leverage for more gun control. He told police the shooting spree was an attempt to help authorities addressing the city's gun violence crisis and that a deity would be sending more people to help, according to sources familiar with the investigation. The assertions by the killer were made to police in the hours after he was arrested on the 1600 block of South Fraser Street, who requested anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation. He first told responding officers who made the arrest that they had done a good job. He also told them that the gunfire, which spanned several blocks and struck people, including two children, who had no apparent connection to one another, was an attempt to help police because all these guys are out there killing people. Now, part of this, looks like he's booking for an insanity defense. And that wouldn't be surprising. Yet this idea that this would spur gun control isn't unique. It's happened before. Happened in Louisville. And, you know, as it was said then, you should never negotiate with terrorists. You don't give people like this what they want because it'll just encourage them more to do the same thing. And while Kentucky was smart and held firm, Tennessee's governor took a shooting to roll over his pro-gun credentials and start pushing for gun control. That being Audrey Hale. Not much, admittedly, but once the dam is broken, it's kind of hard to put all the water back. And in that case, or in this case, a clearly mentally disturbed individual killed five people, all because he thought it would somehow address gun violence. Now, of course, the term gun control wasn't used, but just what else would someone like this be pushing for? And regardless, Pennsylvania shouldn't give in and pass anything in the wake of this awful tragedy. And if they do, they'll only encourage the next gun control nut bar who decides to kill people as a way to push for anti-gun laws and doesn't understand how to actually pass legislation, much less anything about the Constitution. Now, what happened in Philadelphia is awful. And it's all the more awful because it was someone who was trying to effect political change through an act of violence. And you call that terrorism. And it should be treated as such. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't give in to their demands either. This should include gun control. And, you know, this guy has been identified as both a BLM supporter and a Donald Trump fan, so I don't know that his politics or ideology fits neatly on the spectrum. But if his alleged comments are anywhere close to being accurately reported, it sounds like he needed some serious mental help a long time ago. Maybe a new jacket as well. But he got the braids part down. Now, because I have to exist constantly in the gun control debate, I see a lot of patterns. And we know what the gun control argument in the wake of a mass shooting is going to be. We know it'll include specific policy recommendations that frankly may have nothing to do with the shooting in question. And it's not the shooting that's the thing here. It's the regulations that they want to have. Then we pretend the regulations never happen and we need new rules the next time. That's what they pretend anyway. And that's a lot of dishonesty in that. Charles C.W. Cook wrote in America's First Freedom, in April, President Joe Biden climbed atop his high horse and asked a room full of journalists, how many more Americans must die before Republicans in Congress will act to protect our communities? This was dishonest to its core. True that most Republicans in Congress and many Democrats, too, have declined to endorse all of Biden's anti-Second Amendment extremism. But this is not because those lawmakers are interested in protecting our communities. It's because those lawmakers understand that nothing Biden has proposed would serve that end. Biden's insinuation that everyone in America secretly knows that he is right, but that only some of them are willing to act on it, is false. Morally grotesque and unbecoming of a president of the United States. It's also extremely self-serving, because Biden seems to already have forgotten, or rather he is already pretending to have forgotten, that the federal government passed a whole bunch of counterproductive gun control measures as recently as last year. In August of 2022, they approved a bill called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which Biden praised to the hilt. He said, I was there 30 years ago the last time this nation passed meaningful gun safety laws, and I'm here today for the most significant law to be passed since then, since for the last 30 years. And that was no slip-up. Elsewhere, the bill's lead sponsor, Chris Murphy, described the statute as a breakthrough agreement on gun violence. The first in 30 years it will save lives. And as the most significant piece of anti-gun violence legislation in nearly 30 years. Chuck Schumer. He said that he was pleased that for the first time in nearly 30 years, Congress is on the path to take meaningful action to address gun violence. Gabby Gifford's take. The first time in 30 years that Congress takes major action on gun safety. Now, of course, well, I guess it never happened. Now, the reason they act that way is because gun control laws fail. They do not stop crime. They don't do any of that stuff. They fail with startling regularity, mostly because those that are supposed to mend the impact aren't going to follow any law in the first place. Not one. So they skirt the new rules just as quickly as they're put into place. The old rules, the new rules, it doesn't matter. The rules. They skirt them all. Acknowledging that fact would mean jeopardizing gun control in general and now in the future. And they simply pretend it never happened. They ignore the past and act like literally nothing has changed rather than admit that what they tried before didn't do what they said it would do. In fairness, I get why they wouldn't want to do that. But since gun control has never actually worked, that admission would get oddly repetitive. But this doesn't excuse the dishonesty displayed, not in the least, especially since the gun control crowd routinely acts like they're the voices of reason, like they're the ones simply going through the data, and then they go where the data leads them. This is nothing of the sort. The gun control emperor has no clothes, and everyone is pretending that he does. Now, I don't have any problem whatsoever calling out this nonsense. Just once. I don't know, maybe for a week. It would be a nice respite, then I wouldn't know what to do. If they just were to cool their jets just for a second. There's so many good things that happen in the gun world and in the gun culture that I could cover that would be so much fun, but you know what? They're never going to let up. They're never going to let up because it's not about the shootings. It's not about your safety. It's not about any of that nonsense. It's about the regulations and the control of your life. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want. Simple. Very simple. So, as long as they continue with the nonsense, I guess I'll have to continue with the counter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Judge Roger Benitez wrote in 2021 for the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of California, "The Second Amendment is about America's freedom, the freedom to protect oneself, family, home, and homeland. California's assault weapon ban disrespects that freedom." And he threw out the 32-year ban on assault weapons that day, while also clarifying the deliberate and incorrect use of the label assault weapon. And in the case of the AR-15, AR stands for Armalite rifle, named after the company that developed it, which is, that's actually a generic term, right? Like my Spikes Tactical is a ST-15, right? My Mitchell Defense is an MD-15. My Aero Precision is an AP-15. Okay? So the model number is 15. That's the pattern. That's the pattern. Judge Benitez reiterated the meaning of the Second Amendment, swatted down the other court's attempts to justify gun laws. He said, "The Second Amendment, above all interests, the right of the law-abiding, responsible citizens to use arms in defense of hearth and home. Supreme Court clearly holds that the Second Amendment protects guns commonly owned by law-abiding citizens for lawful purposes. At the same time, it confers an individual right to keep and bear arms that have some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia. And although the Supreme Court cautioned that the Second Amendment does not guarantee a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever for whatever purpose, it also cited this proviso about extreme cases to justify gun laws in average contexts. And there's no evidence that they intended that language to be a license to avoid its common sense holding in average context, but the acknowledgement of exception for gun laws at the extreme is in the danger of swallowing the Heller rule for the average case." See, with that one little phrase where they said, "Well, we recognize that this doesn't mean whatever, whenever, wherever." That was an open door. Too many open doors on this. In June, California Governor Gavin Newsom, who pretends he isn't running for president, proposed a constitutional amendment to the U.S. Constitution to restrict gun national rights, national gun rights. Reflecting the spirit of Judge Benitez's message, Rick Travis, Director of Government Affairs for the California Rifle and Pistol Association, told the Globe, Newsom shows an astounding lack of leadership by once again attacking the law-abiding gun owner rather than tackle the hard stuff such as crime control, the fentanyl crisis, homelessness, and the multi-year state budget deficit. Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher of Yuba City also weighed in on Governor Newsom's scheme to adopt new gun control constitutional amendments, pointing out what a shameless headline chaser he is. He said Newsom's proposal is poorly thought out, attention-seeking stunt from a governor desperate to distract from his ever-growing record of failure. If Newsom is this disinterested in leaving California, he should let the lieutenant governor take over so he'll be free to chase the national spotlight full time. Over the weekend, he went to Deep Red, Idaho to campaign for Joe Biden, as he insists he doesn't have his own White House ambitions, according to the Daily Mail. But he doth protest. He's already measured the drapes in the White House. That Newsom trolled Donald Trump, making a claim that no one anywhere has ever been insinuated. And at the event, he said that Trump, if reelected, might never give up power. And he said, you think Trump, if he gets back in office, is not going to demand a third term? Give me a break. You think January 6th is the last we're going to see? Give me a break. And this is more evidence of the Newsom hyperbole and his willingness to say anything for a headline, which, mainstream media reporters are all too happy to repeat without any sort of scrutiny. Daily Mail also mentioned his proposed constitutional amendment for more gun control. Newsom's political group, Campaign for Democracy, is pushing for a constitutional amendment that would allow for certain gun control reforms. But that's all they said. No analysis or scrutiny at all. To amend the U.S. Constitution would require an Article 5 convention, which requires 34 states to convene a convention. Newsom's proposed constitutional amendment appears to be a careless political stunt when the gravity of it is considered. The San Francisco Chronicle published an article Wednesday, painting concern by Democrats that Newsom's constitutional amendment would trigger a constitutional convention. Members of his own party worry it could open a Pandora's box or prospective changes to the U.S. Constitution. So they interview, Democrats who love the proposal, but the Constitutional Convention part, that bothers them a great deal. 29 state legislatures in the U.S. are controlled by Republicans, and in recent years they've been the ones calling for a constitutional convention. And that worries some Democrats, like Senator Scott Wiener, who fears Newsom's proposal could unintentionally open the Constitution up to amendments from some conservative states to undermine the rights of LGBT people. Immigrants seeking U.S. citizenship, and people trying to get an abortion or use birth control. He said it's unclear whether there could be a convention limited to one topic. We need to make sure that we're not going to inadvertently trigger a general constitutional convention, because that could go real bad, real fast. Which sort of indicates to me that this Democrat feels like everything that's out there today that they hold dear is unconstitutional. The Chronicle contacted Erwin Chemerinsky, dean of UC Berkeley's law school, calling him one of the country's top constitutional scholars. He thinks a convention is very unlikely, but warned that it's an untested and dangerous plan. He said, I support everything that Newsom proposes, but I think it's a bad idea to seek a constitutional convention. So when a judicious law school dean says, I support everything Governor Newsom proposes, you've got to go, really? What? Which one? My guess is that it's simply a messaging and organizing strategy, according to Representative Jared Huffman, a Democrat from Marin County, said about Newsom's proposal, noting he supports all four gun control policy proposals, but is worried about the mechanism he wants to use. So this just tells me that they know they know that this is unconstitutional. He claims this proposed amendment would leave the Second Amendment unchanged and respect America's gun-owning tradition. And he uses words without conviction. That was his reaction to Judge Benitez's ruling overturning the assault weapon ban. He condemned the decision, calling it a direct threat to public safety and the lives of innocent Californians, period. He also called the judge a wholly owned subsidiary of the gun lobby and the NRA, and we need to call this federal judge out. He will continue to do damage, mark my words. And Benitez noted that the California legislature has not properly adjudicated their ban laws and quoted former Governor Pete Wilson's 1998 priceless veto statement. There are no assault weapon experiences of other states or cities was cited. There are no public hearings described. There is one indication. Senate Bill 23 was said to be similar to Assembly Bill 2560, which passed the previous year but vetoed by California Governor Pete Wilson. He said if this bill's focus was high-speed sports cars, it would first declare them chariots of death and then criminalize possession of Ramblers equipped with racing stripes and wire wheels. Benitez got out there. He said this case is not about extraordinary weapons lying at the outer limits of the Second Amendment protection. They're not bazookas or howitzers or machine guns. Those are solely for military purposes. These firearms deemed assault weapons are fairly ordinary, popular, and modern. So, of course he's an attention-seeking punk. He's Gavin Newsom. And you know what? California has the strictest gun laws in the U.S. already. We don't need any more. Coming up next is going to be writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.